out of 6 leeks, cabbage, potatoes, check. Celeriac was a bit harder to find, but I found a huge one and cut it into eighths, as opposed to quartering 2 small ones as instructed. Veal shank, oxtails, blade steak, sure. Beef short ribs? That one's a bit harder to find in New Zealand. Well, until now. So I've substituted a big pile of relatively meaty brisket with a bone in. The first step is to cover the meat with water, bring it to the boil, take the meat aside, then throw out the liquid, and clean the pot and start over. The reasoning here isn't explained, however a vast amount of scummy filth leaves at this stage. As far as I know, it didn't lessen the flavour of the finished dish. The meat at this point is grey and very dead looking, and smells particularly rank. It was very hard to see how things could improve. It should be mentioned that the biggest pot we had was a rather flimsy aluminium affair, and the next one down from that leaks out the side when full, so I went out and bought a big shiny new pot. All the meat, a bouquet garni, and most of the veggies go in to be simmered for about 3 hours. The potato and cabbage jump in closer to the end. Enormous amounts of fat and scum get lifted off the surface periodically. I don't have an enormous serving platter either, so I arranged the vegetables in an attractively disheveled fashion, as instructed, and unloaded the contents onto the biggest plates available, along with a bowl each of sea salt and cornichons, as well as mustard, as much as could be mustard. The meal satisfied all my flatmates, except the vegetarian, and my parents, which in itself was an interesting and successful experiment. There was more than enough to go around and loads of leftovers. All the meats were deliciously tender and flavoursome, and the veggies interesting, especially the large sections of leek and the celeriac. A delicious success, and I'm going to look forward to next time.
That was a blog entry from the blog tomandtony.wordpress.com from Tom himself. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Can you tell me and everybody what your blog is and how it started?
One day I was just cooking a particularly complicated chicken recipe, and I just figured I'd write a blog about it. I'd been blogging for about 5 years just randomly, and it seemed like a good idea, and I just kept going.
And it's similar to a particular movie, isn't it?
Yes, about apprenticing myself to Anthony Bourdain in much the same way that Julie did when she apprenticed herself to Julia Child in Julie and Julia, where one lady decides to cook all of Julia's recipes. I think she tries to do one every day for a year, and it's debatable whether that would even be possible, but no, I'm just taking my time.
And how did you decide to use Anthony Bourdain as your go-to cookbook man?
Basically, he has a cookbook with a number of ludicrously complicated recipes, and I just figured it would be a bit of a challenge.
What's been your favourite so far?
Coeur de porc à l'armagnac, which is pig's heart with a fancy sauce. Also, survey of wild boar, which was cool just because I had to go get the boar from a wild game shop in Huntley. Yeah, and whole snapper busquoise was pretty cool too.
Just because you mentioned pig's heart, dare I ask what the most disgusting one has been so far?
That would probably be the more disgusting one. I ate most of it, but it was pretty chewy. I have my heart set on accomplishing the tripe layout, which has got 2 different types of tripe, a calf's foot and a pig's ear in it. So, you know, a bit of a challenge. I don't know where to get half those things.
How far through the book have you got so far?
Probably about a third of the way, I'd say.
And you plan to finish the whole thing?
At some stage. I guess it'd probably take me about a year or two.
Has Anthony heard about the blog?
That's quite a good question. I wouldn't be too surprised if he was aware of it, but I haven't seen any indication of that so far.
I understand if you complete a certain task, he'll acknowledge that with a letter.
Yeah, that's the aforementioned tripe layout, and it says in the book that if you finish it, he'll and send him a photograph, he'll send you back a handwritten congratulatory letter, but it remains to be seen.
I think you're going to have to do that one and find out.
Yeah, I do. I already have one type of tripe in the freezer, and I'm searching around for the other type of tripe, the feathered tripe.
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's feathered tripe and honeycomb tripe, which are, you know, 2 different types of the inside of a cow.
And they both sound surprisingly pretty and nice.
I don't think so. I'm not looking forward to eating that one.
But it'll be a good challenge anyway.
Exactly, and that's the whole point.
So this blog is something you've been doing for a little while now, but this is not your full-time job. This is something you do on the side. Can you tell us what you do for a job?
I'm a computer technician, and yeah, it's a good thing to do when you're not fixing computers. You know, it's a you don't have to rely on anyone else. You just do it on your own, and you know, you get the feeling of accomplishment of doing something new and interesting, and you know, you're building a skill that's just purely for fun.
What are some of your other hobbies?
Surfing and the outdoors.
So between this and the computer IT and the blog, you're something of a renaissance man.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Excellent. So what's next? What's the next recipe?
Up and coming are duck l'orange.
A classic.
And creme brulee, another classic.
Excellent. What's the most useful thing you've learnt from doing Anthony's recipes?
Properly stewing meat, I reckon. How to get the most out of stewing, preparing fish, and blanching is my new favourite skill.
Blanching, that's with vegetables, right?
Correct. Rapid boiling followed by rapid cooling. Perfect.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, Tom.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the tribe.
Cheers.
So you can find Tom's blog at tomandtony.wordpress.com. You don't need the www or the HTTP. It will come straight up.